firearms training, urban survival, close quarters combat.
This is another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. This is Modern Combat and Survival.
Hey everyone, it is Jeff from Modern Combat and Survival, and back again with our follow-up 5 in 5 podcast segment, where we take 5 listener-submitted questions, and we attempt to answer each one in less than a minute. 5 questions, 5 minutes, just the facts, ma'am, and we're good to go. This week, we're back with our recent podcast guest, and quickly becoming one of our top trainers in the spotlight, Kevin Estella of KevinEstella.com. And again, that's KevinEstella.com. And he's going to handle 5 survival questions that we've had submitted to us. Okay, Kevin, you ready to knock these out?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Here's question number 1. This one comes from Carrie Griffin from Georgia. Carrie says, what is the best tent on the market that will fit in a backpack?
All right, Carrie. First question to you is, what size backpack? Here's my favorite tent. It is the North American Equipment NEMO, for short, the Galaxy 2P. That tent is awesome. It's convertible. You can use it in the summer. You can use it in the fall. You can pack just the tent fly and the poles and use it as a beach shelter. That is my number one tent. I'd recommend that could fit in a moderately sized pack, but even a bigger pack will be able to hold it. Smaller pack, maybe you lash it to the side, but that's the one I'm going to recommend. I've been using mine for about 7 years now, and it's still going strong.
Okay. All right. Next question comes from Aaron Gossett from Texas. And he says, this is kind of a little bit of a 2-part one. How much gear is too much gear? And he asks, is it better to have specific tools for specific tasks or one size fits all gear? So I guess that those kind of go together.
Ah, damn, Aaron. Okay. So how much gear is too much gear? How many guns are too many guns? How many tools are too many tools? That's my question back to you.
And tattoos.
And tattoos. So I would say if you're carrying gear that you never, ever use and the likelihood of using it is very, very low, I'd say maybe that's too much gear. You want to keep track of the stuff that you use. You want to carry the stuff that you use frequently. You want to find gear that is multi-purpose so you don't have to carry a whole bunch of stuff. On average, the average American male, look to carry about 30 to 40 pounds in your backpack at most. Anything more than that, you're going to be really hurting. So if you're carrying a lot of gear that you're saying, man, I never use this stuff, you might want to leave some of that at home, but never leave home the stuff that could save your hide, like good emergency kits, trauma gear, and so forth.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. Okay. Next one comes from Brad Neely from Ontario, Canada. And he says, should what you have in your vehicle and your rucksack be seen as one's primary gear, and what one has on his person to be seen as his secondary gear, which will afford you all options of mission success? In other words, between, I guess, what you have in your vehicle and your rucksack and on your person, that's going to cover you for everything. Or he says, is it the other way around? In other words, what is your what would you see as your primary survival gear? Is it the stuff that you have in your vehicle, your backpack, or on your person?
Sure. So the primary gear, what I consider primary gear, is what I can carry on my person. I think of my vehicle as an accessory. I don't think of my vehicle as my home base. I always remember my vehicle as a means to get to my house. But there are times when I'm traveling out and about, when I'm walking around stores, and I don't have my vehicle nearby. And what am I going to fall back on? It's my baseline equipment, including, you know, my pistol, my blade, my flashlight, you know, my Swiss Army knife that I all carry in my pockets or my waistband. So that is my primary line of defense. Anything beyond that is secondary. Okay. And then your home should be considered your, you know, your home base. So I would not consider my vehicle to be my primary, because you might leave things in your vehicle that you should otherwise have on you.
Okay. All right. This one should be a specialty for yours. It's Kevin Krause from Washington says, what are the best all around on the go, shit hits the fan knife sharpeners? And I say that because I'm going to do a shameless plug for your book right here. So 101 Skills You Need to Survive in the Woods by Kevin Estella. It is a great job on this, Kevin. I won't use up too much of time, but there is a whole section in here on knife skills. So Kevin, what are the best all around knife sharpeners that somebody should have for their knives?
Literally, I've got this one kicking around right next to me. Best all-around knife sharpener, Gossman Survival Tool. It is not just a sharpener, it's a splitting tool. The thing works magic. It's made out of D2 steel. Other than that, the Fall Neven DC3, DC4s, awesome knife sharpeners. But if you're looking for something that you can acquire easily accessible, I would go with wet dry sandpaper, 600 grit, 800, 1000, 1500, 2000, and a mouse pad or a piece of leather. That's going to get you through it. And that's my recommendation.
Okay, last question is from Mark Harrington from Oregon, and I'll let you take a pass on this if you need to. It's kind of a specialty. As part of your survival gear, how do you EMP-proof your electronics?
All right, Mark. Full disclosure, I don't consider myself the foremost expert in this, but I will say there are a lot of resources online for how to building Faraday cages. There's even, I know this, I just got into a discussion about it. There's fabric you can buy on Amazon, RFID fabric, that you can custom tailor stuff to, and you can build blankets and whatnot, coverings for your electronic devices. Just keep in mind what electronics you're trying to EMP proof, and which ones are reliant on a larger network that it won't matter if you have yours protected because the network might not be protected. So check out online. That would be your best source.
Awesome. That was right as it hit zero, right as I did that. So that's awesome. Great job, man. Okay. Thanks everybody who submitted questions either through our blog, our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, or any of our other social media platforms. Listen, if you have a question or if you want to leave a comment of your own on some of the questions that were asked by our listeners, go make sure that you go on over to our blog where the 5 and 5 is being hosted and leave your own comment down there. And also make sure that you check out Kevin's website. Again, this book is really, it's really an amazing survival book. Again, most people that know me know that wilderness survival is not my like best skill set. So I found this to be a huge resource for me. So go check it out over at his website at www.kevinestella.com. I'm going to spell it to you again because Kevin won't change his last name for me. So it's Kevin, Estella.com. And until our next Modern Combat and Survival broadcast, this is Jeff Anderson saying prepare, train, and survive.
Modern Combat and Survival.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. You can help us out by rating our podcast on iTunes and leaving a comment. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Modern Combat and Survival. And don't forget to claim your free subscription to Modern Combat and Survival magazine at www.moderncombatandsurvival.com. Lock and load. And we'll see you next time. This has been Modern Combat and Survival.